Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cotarobolis, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Many times we've talked about the 12 solar aspects of deity, which is a frequency that is coming to Earth from the very heart of God that contains sacred knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to help us through our earthly sojourns as we learn to become co-creators through our creative faculties of thought and feeling. Today I'm going to focus on the fifth solar aspect of deity. This is a gift from our Father, Mother, God that will assist us in transforming our earthly bodies. The healing energies and the higher energies associated with this particular aspect of deity are vital to the divine plan that is unfolding this year. This sacred fire from the heart of God will help ease some of the stress and pain and suffering that humanity is experiencing at this time in our physical bodies as we are being transformed tangibly at an atomic cellular level. We are raising up in vibration every 24 hours, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. This activity of light is being orchestrated within each and every one of us through our own God self, our I Am presence. So there is stress and pain and sometimes discomfort in our physical bodies as this acceleration takes place. We are being transformed from physical carbon-based human beings into the higher frequencies of crystalline-based solar light beings. That may sound a little complicated or unfamiliar to you at this time, but I promise you, your God self is well aware of this transformation. Every single person in the physical plane has been prepared for a very long time to participate not only in this activity, but to assist with lifting humanity up as well. So as you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. We are one, and there is no separation. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that is expanding and cradling the entire planet Earth. And we will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow into our chalice and flow through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on this sweet Earth. We will function in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live today or whether you're listening to our program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to this unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, which is your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. I'm going to be sharing some really powerful life-transforming information that's being given to humanity from on high. But I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought. Then take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving your life and the experiences that you're going through in your earthly time now on Earth. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath, and experience the infinite love of God flowing through the divinity of your heart, your own immortal victorious threefold flame, and flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information that we're going to explore today is from the realms of illumined truth, and the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding and some very powerful tools as we progress through this wondrous but extremely challenging time on Earth. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The fifth solar aspect of deity pulsates with the beautiful emerald green ray of light. Within this frequency of light is the out-breath and the in-breath of existence. Dedication and consecration of life is contained within the in-breath and the out-breath of our Father, Mother, God. The attributes of the fifth aspect of deity are illumined truth, inner vision, consecration, concentration, healing, the all-seeing eye of God, the empowerment of all of the God qualities on earth. I'd like to talk to you about the empowerment of all of the God qualities on earth as we start our time together today, because these energies are being greatly amplified now through higher fifth dimensional frequencies than the earth has ever been able to experience. Ever since the inception of the earth, we have experienced the 12 solar aspects of deity, but our God self has been stepping those frequencies down into the various dimensions that we abided within. So we have experienced third dimensional frequencies of this sacred light, fourth dimensional frequencies of this sacred light, and now we're moving into the fifth dimensional frequencies of this sacred light. Within the fifth dimension, there's no such thing as time and space, and the fifth dimensional frequencies transcend all of the maladies that are able to exist in the denser frequencies of the fourth and third dimensions. If we will effectively utilize the unified qualities of the fifth solar aspect of deity, we will begin to realize the fulfillment of the divine fiat that we have often heard. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The gifts from God that pour into the physical plane of earth on the emerald green ray are glorious beyond our greatest expectations. Today, I'm going to share information that is designed to lift us up into the octaves of perfection and to empower all of the qualities of God within us, and especially the fifth solar aspect of deity, thus enabling us to be a powerful vehicle through which the totality of God will bless all life on earth. Many people on this planet have become so immersed in the dense vibrations of their own self-created negativity that a great chasm has formed between their God self and their four earthly bodies. These energies are being brought to the surface now as the light of God increases, and people are beginning to see what they have created through their past thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. It doesn't matter whether we created these things deliberately or inadvertently through the various lifetimes we've had on this planet. All that matters is that we recognize that somewhere, sometime, somehow, we have released thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that are now manifesting in our lives, creating the particular experiences that we are going through. So as we begin raising our vibration and connecting with these higher frequencies, we begin to understand that we are connecting with our conscious mind and awareness, and we are raising up to connect with the conscious mind and awareness of our true God reality, our I Am presence. For eons, we have felt abandoned and isolated from these realms of truth, because we fell into such dense, discordant frequencies of vibration that we were not able to get our head above the mud puddle of our human creations effectively enough to see the light and to remember the truth of who we are and why we are here. We have forgotten that we are beloved sons and daughters of God, on earth at this time, to learn how to use our creative faculties of thought and feeling, but to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. Instead, we have believed that we are this fragmented, fear-based consciousness, our lower human ego, and we started thinking that our physical body is who we are. The reality is, of course, that our God presence, our I Am presence, is standing in readiness at all times, awaiting the opportunity to positively intervene in our lives. Our I Am presence responds to every prayer, every invocation of the light, every hope and dream that we hold in our heart. But if we are unable to reach up in vibration through the quagmire of our own misqualified energies effectively enough to perceive that response, then often it goes unheard. It is necessary for us to raise our consciousness and our vibrations up sufficiently so that we can hear that still small voice within. Today we're going to do some exercises and some affirmations that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven with a specific divine intent of raising our energy, our vibrations, and our consciousness effectively enough so that we will be able to communicate with our God Self and hear the response to our prayers, our hopes, and our dreams. These exercises and affirmations will raise us up into the realms of truth, and we will be able to perceive subtle, perfected energies at work in our lives. This will give us a new sense of hope and a new sense of understanding that we are powerful beyond our knowing. When we reach into these higher realms, our minds will open, and they will be receptive to the rays and qualities in the realms of illumined truth. And we will experience vibrations and know that our entire beings and our environments are being flooded with light with every call we make. As we reach up and reconnect with our I Am presence, our consciousness opens to the influx of pure spiritual energy. Instead of just being connected to the lower, fragmented, fear-based consciousness of our human ego, this energy accelerates the growth of our awareness, and it transforms our lives powerfully and deeply, enabling our negativity to be transmuted into light. During this cosmic moment in Earth's evolution, we are receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. And dispensations are being granted that allow us to have access to sacred knowledge previously taught only in the high initiates' mystery schools. There's no such thing as esoteric information anymore. All of the information pouring forth from the higher realms is now to be revealed to the hearts and minds of humanity. The divine fiat pouring forth from the heart of God is all that is hidden must now be revealed. This is true for all of the clandestine negativity that has been cloistered in very dark places on the planet, as well as all of the sacred truths that have been concealed in the mystery schools for protection for humanity. We must accept this sacred knowledge with deep humility and reverence and use it only as directed, knowing full well that if we ever try to abuse this information, the law of the circle will bring back the negative responses instantaneously. If we try to use this information to perpetuate our egos, or for self-aggrandizement, the law of the circle will be instantaneous and just. We must be prepared to make changes in our lives. The radiant light of our God presence will clearly expose the illusions and deceptions of our distorted belief systems that our human egos have been manipulating us with for literally thousands of years. We must ask ourselves, when we prepare to open to the higher realms of truth, am I ready to open myself to the blazing realms of illumined truth? Am I ready to consider this information a sacred trust and to use it only for the highest good of all life on this blessed planet? Am I ready to become one with the presence of God pulsating in my heart? Am I ready to transform my life and my physical reality into the infinite perfection of heaven on earth? If the answer to all of these questions is yes, then you are ready. And the time for you to begin learning and understanding about these higher aspects and opportunities being presented to you from on high is now. First, we're going to talk about the holy breath. All that exists in the universe is the vibration of many spectrums of living light. Vibration is actually the law of the universe. Everything existing in the whole of creation is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. And all life breathes and expresses the initial nature of vibration through rhythmic pulsations. This is the essential nature of our Father, Mother, God. In order to attune ourselves with the vibration and the rhythms, consciousness, and essence of the universe, it is essential that we master the technique of the balanced breath. As we in-breathe, we breathe in the essence of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Comforter, the love nature of God, which is our Mother God. As we exhale, we bring this essence of the Holy Spirit into the physical world of form. Our ability to reach up in vibration into our I Am presence is really based on the foundation of the holy breath. Pranic energy is the breath of the Holy Spirit. With every breath, we absorb this vital life force, and we depend on it to remain healthy and alive in the physical plane. Within our finer bodies, there are specialized centers that serve as force fields to magnetize and radiate forth this holy breath. These centers within our bodies are seen as swirling vortexes of concentrated light. They are separate from our chakra system. They are the elemental centers, and they are vortexes for the earth, the air, the water, the fire, and the ether elements. These five elemental vortices are utilized to energize and sustain our four earthly bodies and the higher frequencies from the higher realms. After our fall from grace eons ago, we became so disconnected with these higher frequencies that these elemental vortices within our four lower bodies became almost dormant. It is now time for us to re-energize these vortices within our bodies. The intent of the five elemental vortices is to continually magnetize highly spiritualized energy from the octaves of perfection and to release this energy into the elemental substance of our four earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Each of these elemental vortices represents a force of sacred fire, the breath of the Holy Spirit. And with these centers activated, we will experience a transformation in our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies at an atomic, cellular level. This year, the energy in our four lower bodies is being greatly accelerated. As I've mentioned, this year, 2010, has been referred to by the Company of Heaven as the year of physical manifestation. This means that the energies that we have been empowering for the patterns of perfection for the new earth will begin to physically, tangibly manifest in our lives. This is true for the transformations that we are trying to create personally in our own lives and collectively for the transformations that we have been empowering for the family of humanity throughout the entire planet. So these elemental vortices, these forces of sacred fire, through the breath of the Holy Spirit, will activate at a cellular level our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, lifting them into a higher frequency of vibration, closer to the perfection of our solar light bodies. As I've mentioned several times, we are literally being transformed, transfigured from carbon-based cellular planetary beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. The five elemental spheres are receptive force fields which receive energy from the Holy Spirit on the Holy Breath. This is the feminine force field of divine love from our Mother God, and it is being activated now as never before to accelerate the divine feminine nature of balance, divine love, and harmony through all life. The veil has been lifted, and now through our open hearts, our invocation of the light, and our reverence for all life, we shall become one with our I Am presence. Then we will each affirm with a knowing beyond the comprehension of our finite minds, I am a radiant sun, and my love is light. I am a force of God moving upon this planet. I am one with all light, the great universal consciousness. I am a force of divine love, the breath of the Holy Spirit, now manifest in the physical world of form. I am that I am. During this cosmic moment on Earth, our Father, Mother, God have given permission for the directors of the elements to greatly increase the assistance that they are giving humanity during our physical transformation process. Our earthly bodies, as we know, are comprised of various elements. Our physical body is associated with the earth element. Our etheric body is associated with the air element. Our mental body, the fire element. And our emotional body, the water element. All of these vehicles are enveloped in even more rarefied essence known as the ether element. The elementals are intelligent beings that use the atoms within the elements for the building blocks of all manifest form. Within our earthly bodies, there is a manifest Master Deva, an elemental being that is known as our body elemental. It directs all of the elements within our bodies to outpicture health and vibrant essence of eternal youth and all of the radiance that was our divine potential. In the beginning, our body elemental was able to easily outpicture these patterns of perfection within our RNA DNA messenger codes. This was largely due to the active elemental vortices within each of our earthly bodies. These vortices energized and sustained the elements within each of our bodies, which allowed the elementals to help us maintain states of vibrant health and eternal youth. Unfortunately, after the fall, everything changed. Our elemental vortices became almost dormant, and humanity fell into the illusion of separation. We forgot about our body elemental and the intelligence within the elemental vortices. Now humanity is reversing the adverse effects of our fall from grace, and the directors of the elements have given permission to reactivate the elemental vortices within our earthly bodies. This heavenly assistance will accelerate our physical transformation beyond anything we have ever experienced. So together we're going to join energy and to have an exercise, participating in this exercise, to reactivate our elemental vortices. This will allow these new higher frequencies of the fifth dimensional solar aspect of deity to pulsate through our elemental vortices to assist in healing, transforming, and restoring our bodies to vibrant health, eternal youth, and radiant beauty. Sometimes this seems too good to be true, that we have the ability to transform our bodies. But this actually is the ascension process that all life on earth is going through. All of the prophecies of old have indicated that in the new earth, there will be no such thing as aging or degeneration or disease. This is going to happen not because someone rides in on a white cloud, as beloved Jesus has been often given the essence of, and just wave a wand and transform everything. It's going to happen because we learn to follow the path of divine love, which beloved Jesus and the other great masters of the past have taught us. And we also learn how to work with the elemental kingdom, reactivating these elemental vortices within us. So join with me now in consciousness as we awaken our elemental vortices. This exercise that we're going to participate in now awakens and activates the elemental vortices within our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. These vortices are raising the vibration within each of our earthly vehicles and empowering us to integrate our I Am presence. Feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart and follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. Once again, I will be stating this visualization in the first person so that we can all experience it personally and tangibly in our individual lives. But joining with us in consciousness are the mighty I Am presences of all humanity, and we are going to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. So as we invoke this light for ourselves, we are simultaneously going to invoke it through the God presence of every man, woman, and child. And the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child will utilize this energy through every person in perfect alignment with their divine plans and their highest good. We are one, and there is no separation. Know and feel through all levels of consciousness, as I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. So now, go within to the divinity of your heart and follow me through this wonderful activity of light that has been given to humanity now by the company of heaven. I am awakening my elemental vortices. My activated elemental vortices are now sustaining the infinite perfection of my earthly bodies and my solar light bodies. I begin by breathing in and exhaling several times, slowly and deeply. The holy breath is an essential part of life. It is a key factor in unifying the spectrum of living light throughout the whole of creation. As I am in-breathing and exhaling deeply and rhythmically, I am attuning myself to the rhythm of the universe. I am one with the pulse beat in my heart. I am one with the pulse beat within the heart of my Father, Mother, God. I am one with the pulse beat within the heart of every man, woman, and child on earth. I am one with the pulse beat and the breath of the Holy Spirit. My I Am presence is now guiding me through an exercise that has been given to me by my Father, Mother, God. This exercise will assist the directors of the elements, the mighty Elohim, and all of the individual directors of the earth, air, fire, water, and ether elements, and all of the elementals and my body elemental in amplifying the light that is blazing through my elemental vortices. I continue breathing deeply and rhythmically as I participate in this activity of light. I begin to clearly see the elemental vortices pulsating within my earthly bodies. In my mind's eye, I see these centers are swirling vortices of divine light. They are shining like the sun. They are separate from my chakra system. There are five of these vortices, and each one specifically is designed to nourish and empower one of the five elements within my earthly bodies. I begin this exercise by focusing my attention on the ether vortex, which is pulsating above my head. I put my full power and attention on the spinning ether vortex pulsating above my head. It is expanding and blazing like the sun. I breathe the Holy Spirit into the center of the ether vortex, and I affirm with deep feeling, I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. The ether vortex is awakened and fully activated. The light of God now expands and expands and expands through the ether element, and my four earthly bodies are bathed in the rarefied ethers of the fifth dimension. I now focus the full power of my attention on the air vortex, which is pulsating within the location of my throat chakra. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the air vortex, which is associated with my etheric body. It is expanding and blazing like the sun. I affirm with deep feeling, I am the breath of the Holy Spirit. I am the breath of the Holy Spirit. I am the breath of the Holy Spirit. The air vortex is awakened and fully activated. The light of God now expands, expands, and expands through the air element within my vehicles, and my etheric body is transfigured. I now focus the full power of my attention on the air vortex, which is pulsating within the location of my sternum, in the center of my chest. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the fire vortex. It is expanding and blazing like the sun. I affirm with deep feeling, I am the fire breath of the Almighty. I am the fire breath of the Almighty. I am the fire breath of the Almighty. The sacred fire element is associated with my mental body. The fire vortex is awakened and fully activated. The light of God now expands, expands, and expands through the fire element within my vehicles, and my mental body is transfigured. I now focus the full power of my attention on the water vortex, which is pulsating within the location of my root chakra at the base of my spine. The water vortex is associated with my emotional body. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the water vortex. It is expanding and blazing like the sun. I affirm with deep feeling, I am the harmony of my true being. I am the harmony of my true being. I am the harmony of my true being. The water vortex is awakened and fully activated. The light of God now expands, expands, and expands through the water element within my vehicles, and my emotional body is transfigured. I now focus the full power of my attention on the earth vortex, which is pulsating between my feet. The earth vortex is associated with my physical body. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the earth vortex. It is expanding and blazing like the sun. I affirm with deep feeling, I am the master of my physical reality. I am the master of my physical reality. I am the master of my physical reality. The earth vortex is awakened and fully activated, keeping me tangibly grounded in the physical world of form, while the ether vortex at the top of my head keeps me fully connected to the realms of pure light. The light of God now expands, expands, and expands through the earth element within my vehicle, and my physical body is transfigured. The five elemental vortexes within me are now fully awakened and activated, creating a tremendous pathway of light through my four earthly bodies from head to toe, keeping me permanently connected to the realms of truth and the physical plane of earth. I am spirit and matter, now manifest in the physical world of form. This dynamic force is now quickening the evolution of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, as well as the evolution of my consciousness. As I repeat this exercise day by day, God's transfiguring light will expand through my elemental vortices, raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of my earthly bodies and those of all life evolving on this planet into the infinite perfection of my solar-like bodies. Feeling these energies securely anchored within and around and through your bodies, breathe in deeply and return your attention to the room, becoming aware of your physical body, your mental body, your etheric body, and your emotional body, enveloped in the rarefied ethers of the ether vortex as well. Knowing that you have the ability to maintain this activity of light and to intensify it daily and hourly. I'll share with you that the information that I have shared with you about the elemental vortices is contained in the physical CD called Physical Transformation that is available on our website if you would like to have that information. That this exercise and many more exercises to help us integrate our solar light bodies into our physical bodies and transform them into the vibrant health and eternal youth that we're destined to move into is available on this two-set CD. The information is also contained in the book called The Next Step. The Next Step contains 12 chapters, each one dedicated to the 12 solar aspects of deity, containing exercises, information, and sacred truth that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven to help us utilize these gifts during this wonderful and sacred time. Both of these items, the Physical Transformation CDs and the book The Next Step, are available on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. I'd like to continue now with another exercise that will help us in this process of connecting us both heaven and earth as we become the instrument, the bridge over which humanity and all life is ascending into the higher realms of perfection. The beings of light have given us another powerful activity of light that will help us to utilize the holy breath to lift up in consciousness. What we need to realize is that with every in-breath, we should have the consciousness of reaching up higher and higher and higher into the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light that pulsates within the very heart of God. And with every out-breath, we magnetize that perfection down into the threefold flame within our hearts and breathe it out into the physical world of form as it passes through our body down into the center of the earth and is anchored in the heart of Mother Earth. Once this light is anchored in the divine momentum in the center of the earth, it expands out through the earth's crystal grid system, which are the acupuncture meridians of the earth. It blazes up through the crust of the earth, up through the four lower bodies of all humanity, blessing all life the entire elemental kingdom, all of the angels serving the earth, and out into the atmosphere of earth. So the breath is the path through which we reach in to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light, and as we exhale, we bring that perfection down and express it and expand it into the physical world of form. So it is our ability to reach into the perfection of God and to bring the perfection of God into physical manifestation. So I'd like to share with you a visualization and an activity of light that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven. They've given us a sacred symbol. It is a beautiful three-sided triangle. And held within this triangle is the immortal victorious threefold flame. The immortal victorious threefold flame pulsates in the heart of God. It pulsates in our hearts, and it pulsates within the heart of Mother Earth. This exercise is designed to unify and connect these three force fields of light. Our heart with the heart of our Father, Mother, God, and the heart of beloved Mother Earth. Within the triangle, the threefold flame pulsates with the threefold activity of life, the Holy Trinity. The blue flame of our Father God's divine power pulsates in a magnificent plume to the left of the triangle. Within the triangle, but the plume blazing to the left. The pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, the Holy Spirit, blazes as the plume of pink light to the right. And rising up from the center of these two flames is the yellow-gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God, the Christ, which is the flame of wisdom. So we have the blue flame of power to the left within our triangle, the pink flame of love to the right, and blazing up the center is the yellow-gold flame of wisdom. So close your eyes and see this symbol held within your mind's eye, a magnificent pulsating triangle. And follow me through this visualization now with the full power of your attention. The intent of this visualization is to permanently connect us on a conscious, tangible level with the very heart of God and all life on this planet, including all dimensions of beloved Mother Earth. The threefold flame pulsating in every human heart reflects the threefold activity of light that we know as the Holy Trinity. Through this flame, humanity expresses the perfection of God in the world of form. The exercise that we're going to participate in now is designed to unify the threefold flame in our hearts with the threefold flame in the center of the earth, the physical plane of earth, and the threefold flame within the heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God. This will create an enormous shaft of light from the heart of the earth through our heart flame into the heart of our Father, Mother, God, creating a bridge over which this planet and all her life will ascend into the octaves of perfection. So to begin this exercise, sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed, your spine as straight as possible. Concentrate once again on the rhythmic breath, breathing gently in as we reach high into the realms of truth, and exhaling gently as we bring that perfection down into the center of the earth to expand out to all life. Feel the breath adjusting rhythmically which means that you breathe in for the same length of time that you exhale, just gently and rhythmically. Calmly adjust your breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, to equal duration. And follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. Once again, I will be stating it in the first person, but it is going to be accomplished through the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child as we serve as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of all humanity in pure divine love. I am reaching a calm, balanced breath within my heart flame as I breathe in gently and exhale gently. I experience myself becoming perfectly aligned with the love, harmony, and balance of the universe on this holy breath. I begin to feel a force of subtle vitality growing within me and spreading throughout my body as I continue this breath throughout this visualization. This is the pranic energy, or the breath of the Holy Spirit, that is filling every cell and organ of my bodies at an atomic and subatomic level. This holy breath is the love nature of our Father, Mother, God. It is sustained within me, and it is expanding through me. I see the sacred symbol of the triangle held within my heart with the threefold flame. And as I breathe in deeply, I project a reflection of this triangle into the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. This magnificent sacred symbol of the triangle with the threefold flame is secured within the heart flame of my Father, Mother, God. This creates a tremendous shaft of light between the triangle in my heart flame and the triangle within the heart flame of my Father, Mother, God. I now project a triangle into the heart flame of beloved Mother Earth from the triangle within my heart. And the sacred symbol of the triangle with the threefold flame is secured in the heart of Mother Earth. This creates a mighty shaft of light from my heart flame into the divinity within the center of the earth. As I breathe in deeply, the light rises from the center of the earth into my heart flame and ascends into the heart flame of my Father, Mother, God. As I exhale, all of the patterns of perfection are magnetized from the sacred symbol within the heart of my Father, Mother, God, back into my heart flame and through the symbol in my heart into the heart of Mother Earth, where the symbol is secured there, and floods through the planet to bless all life. In breathing and exhaling, manifesting and sustaining this sacred light within all life. On the in-breath, the sacred fire from the center of the earth is drawn up into my heart and through me into the heart of our Father, Mother, God. And on the out-breath, the light of God is magnetized from the heart of God through me into the center of the earth. Daily and hourly, this sacred symbol within our three heart flames will be expanded and sustained on the holy breath. I accept that this God's activity is accomplished with full power through the presence of God, I am. Feeling these sacred symbols secured within these three locations, creating a permanently sustained, mighty shaft of light over which this planet and all her life will ascend into the higher realms. Please breathe in deeply and return your consciousness to the room, becoming aware of your physical body, inhaling, exhaling, and becoming fully alert and awake. Beloved ones, I want to thank you for sharing this special time with me today. Utilize these energies throughout the week and expand the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.